listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, find out what you need to know before hosting your next Medicare educational event. We're talking planning, promotion, presentation, compliance, and more in this updated version of Rules for Hosting a Compliant Medicare Educational Event, written by Roxanne Anderson. While events are often a great way to generate leads, holding Medicare educational events during the COVID pandemic is a legal and ethical gray area. What's allowed at seminars for the 2021 AEP? The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS for short, have set forth rules on what you can and cannot do when holding Medicare educational events. We'll cover these guidelines in detail to help you stay compliant as you sell. First on our list, can agents hold Medicare educational events during COVID-19? The spread of COVID has led to various changes in our society: masks, hand sanitizer, and social distancing, to name a few. Many areas are restricting gatherings as well, so are Medicare educational seminars even permitted during the current pandemic? The answer is, it depends. States and counties have been affected by COVID differently, and therefore have responded differently. We recommend asking this question to your state's Department of Insurance, as well as the carriers you represent. The answer will depend on the health of your state and counties, the lockdown or restrictions of states and counties, and if your carriers are even allowing in-person member events at this time. In some cases, you may be able to hold a compliant virtual Medicare educational event, but again, check with your carriers first. Some retail sales programs will not be offered this AEP or will be offered with additional restrictions. Additionally, some carriers have already made the decision to cancel in-person seminars for this AEP. If virtual meetings are not an option, you may have to explore other ways to help your prospective and current clients this AEP. We must all do our part right now to stay safe and protect each other from unnecessary health risks. Wondering if you need to wear a mask or set out hand sanitizer for appointments? Are you allowed to ask your clients COVID screening questions or check their temperatures before meeting? We answer these questions and more in our episode on how to sell Medicare during COVID and AEP. So check out the episode notes for that link. Okay. Let's move on to establishing your event. Have you found out you can still host a Medicare educational event? Then it's time to start planning it. Before you get too involved, make sure you review your motivation for putting on the presentation. Events like these serve to inform Medicare beneficiaries about Medicare Advantage, Part D, or other Medicare programs. During them, you cannot market specific plans. If marketing is your goal, you must hold and follow CMS's guidelines for a Medicare sales event. As for the when and where, educational events may be held in a public venue. Under no circumstance should you hold them in in-home or one-on-one settings. What about a virtual Medicare event? Depending on the carrier and state, you may be able to compliantly hold a virtual educational event for Medicare prospects or enrollees during the 2021 AEP. If you are holding a virtual presentation, you'll need to choose an online platform like Skype, Zoom, or Facebook Live instead of a physical location for your event. Your carriers will likely have specific rules for virtual events, so be sure to check with them first. Next on the list, promoting your Medicare educational event. You can advertise these events via most forms of marketing, including newspaper and radio ads, flyers, and direct mailers. However, there are a couple of guidelines you must follow when marketing educational events. All educational events must be explicitly marketed as educational to beneficiaries. Educational event advertisements and invitations must also contain the following disclaimer, stating, quote, "For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call," then the phone number and the TTY number must be included, end quote. It's important to point out that CMS used to have rules on how agents had to promote and present prospective enrollee educational events and enrollee-only educational events. However, these were absent in their 2019 Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, or MCMG. We believe that based on the 2019 MCMG definitions of marketing and communications, the intent to hold an enrollee-only event may qualify as marketing. Why is that? Well, typically, enrollee-only events are held for a specific carrier's current enrollees, and the intent is to retain the current enrollees in a plan, hence marketing. Since enrollee-exclusive events are conducted on behalf of a specific carrier, we would advise you to follow carrier-specific guidelines to stay compliant. Just a quick note, CMS released updates to the MCMG in the form of a memo in August 2019. Many of the guidelines from the 2019 MCMG, including the ones we just mentioned, as well as the updates from the 2020 MCMG memo, are still relevant for 2021. We will have the link to both the 2019 MCMG and the 2020 MCMG memo in our episode notes for further reading. We will also have the link to one of our ASG News episodes, What's New in the 2020 Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines. Now, let's move on to giving your educational presentation. Remember, during educational events, your primary focus is to educate attendees. It is not to lead or attempt to lead attendees toward a specific plan or set of plans. What can you do during a Medicare educational event? You can hand out objective educational materials on MA, Part D, and other Medicare programs. You're also allowed to give away promotional items that are not considered marketing materials that include plan name, logo, toll-free number, or carrier website, but they must comply with CMS nominal gift ordinances. You should, by all means, answer questions posed by attendees. And you can provide attendees with generic business reply cards and give out your business card and contact information for beneficiaries to use to initiate contact with you. You may provide and collect scopes of appointment and schedule marketing appointments. At educational events, you can even provide meals, refreshments, or light snacks, but again, you must comply with CMS's nominal gift ordinances. So that's our list of what you can do. But in order to stay compliant with CMS, there are also certain activities and actions that you cannot do during educational events. You can't display a sign-in sheet or collect contact information of any kind from your attendees. You cannot discuss any carrier-specific plans, benefits, or distribute marketing plan materials. That means no specific plan information, like premiums or co-payments, to name a few. You cannot provide or collect enrollment forms or hand out applications, and you cannot answer questions beyond what attendees ask. During educational events, you're also not allowed to give away cash or other monetary rebates. You cannot give an educational presentation in a one-on-one setting. According to the changes set forth by CMS in that 2020 MCMG memo we mentioned earlier, we believe that agents may conduct a sales event or marketing appointment immediately after an educational event, even in the same location if they'd like. We also interpret this to mean that agents can collect SOAs and take applications after an educational event has concluded. Now, why is it so important to stay compliant? CMS and all carriers take compliance seriously, and we do too. Keep in mind, carriers may send secret shoppers to your educational events. If you violate the CMS Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, you could be subject to administrative hearings and penalties, cease and desist orders, or worse, CMS can suspend or revoke your license. Why are these rules so serious? Medicare beneficiaries need your expertise, and you need their trust and business. While COVID is changing the Medicare landscape, you'll likely be able to hold Medicare educational events in some capacity this AEP, in person or online. Those events will just look a little different, and so will the rules. As long as you follow them, there's no reason why you and your clients can't stay healthy and both benefit this AEP. We did mention the CMS Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines in this episode, and we will link to the 2019 guidelines as well as the 2020 memo in our episode notes, as we mentioned earlier. We highly recommend taking the time to read both of those documents yourself, so you can familiarize yourself with CMS expectations. We'll also have the link to the do's and don'ts of Medicare compliance, so make sure you add that episode to your listening queue. While you're at it, hit that subscribe or follow button, because we've got an episode on Medicare sales events coming up, our Friday 5 series, and of course, all the other great content we've got in the works. So make sure you are subscribed to our show. It's completely free to do that, and then you won't have to go searching for our newest episodes. They'll be right there in your listening queue or downloaded to your device, and you can even set up notifications to remind you to listen. Thank you so much for your support, following, subscribing, liking our episodes. We really appreciate it, and thanks for taking the time to listen today. That's all we've got for this installment. We will see you next episode.